Book 1. Danger, Keep Out. Written by Glenn McDougall. Tom loved fishing. On the weekend, his dad took him to the new store at the mall to buy a fishing pole and a bag.
"This is so cool. Thanks, Dad," said Tom.
Tom was waiting for Jay and Ben. The boys were going to walk along the Green River and go fishing. Tom really wanted to try his new pole. His dad was reading the newspaper.
That's terrible," he said.
"What's terrible, Dad?"
asked Tom.
"Somebody stole another car. That's the fourth one this month,"
said his dad.
"Nobody knows who's doing it."
Just then, Jay and Ben arrived.
"Well, boys, I hope you catch some big fish,"
said Tom's dad.
"Remember, stay together and don't go too far down the river."
"Okay, Dad,"
said Tom. The boys walked along the Green River to their favorite fishing spot.
"Remember last time? We didn't catch anything here. Let's walk on a bit more,"
said Tom. The boys continued walking for a very long time.
"Look!"
shouted Ben suddenly. They saw a big building in front of them. There was a sign on the gate. "Danger! Keep out!"
"It's the old brick factory,"
said Tom.
"It closed a long time ago. My dad says it's dangerous."
The boys stared. It was huge and dark. Everything looked broken and old. They couldn't wait to go in. Jay and Ben hid their things in the bushes, but Tom wouldn't leave his new pole and bag. Broken glass and bricks lay on the ground. Everything was dirty and dusty.
"Let's not go inside. It looks too scary," said Ben.
"Let's go up there then,"
said Tom. He pointed at a rusty old ladder. It went all the way to the roof.
"Go one at a time. It doesn't look very strong,"
said Jay.
"You go first, Tom, but leave your bag."
"Okay, but I'm taking my pole. I want to see how long the line is,"
said Tom. From the roof, they could see all of Parkdale. Suddenly, Tom heard something.
"Shh! What's that noise?"
he said. A very shiny red car came into the yard. A man opened the door of the factory. The red car went inside. The boys looked down through a window in the roof. They saw three other cars there. Far below them, two men took the license plates off the red car. Then they put the car in a big truck.
"They're the car thieves. Dad was reading about them in the newspaper,"
whispered Tom.
"We're trapped. If we go down the ladder, they'll see us. And there's no other way down."
Suddenly, one of the men shouted,
"Go up on the roof and keep a lookout."
"They're coming. Quick, we have to hide," said Tom.
There was no place to hide.
"What can we do?"
said Jay. Suddenly, there was a terrible noise. The boys looked and saw one of the men on the ground. The ladder was broken.
"Quiet! Do you want the police here?"
shouted the other man.
"Ha! Nobody will ever find us here,"
said the first man. He got up and went back inside. Tom looked at his fishing pole. He had a great idea.
What are you doing? Said Ben.
Fishing,
said Tom. Tom let the line down slowly. He hooked his bag and pulled it up carefully. Ben and Jay looked at each other. What was Tom doing?
Now, let's catch some very big fish,
Tom said. He took his cell phone out of his bag and dialed.
Hello, Parkdale Police. Officer Spencer speaking.